Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
If you're a manufacturer trying to automate your operations to become more efficient and to increase throughput and productivity, manufacturing execution systems, or MES software, is a critical component of any digital transformation in a manufacturing environment. So what I want to do today is talk about the top 10 manufacturing execution systems in the marketplace today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And a core component of most manufacturing digital strategies in the 2020s is MES software, manufacturing execution software. And what MES software does is essentially automate shop floor operations. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail of describing what MES is. If you'd like to know more fundamentally what MES is, I actually have a video on my YouTube channel called What is MES Software that'll give you a little bit more background. So what I want to focus on today are what are the top 10 MES systems that you should be thinking about or considering as you define your digital strategy for your manufacturing organizations. And this is an independent ranking that was not done in conjunction with any sort of software vendor. And our company is unaffiliated with software vendors. We're 100% technology agnostic and independent. So this is meant to be a very objective ranking based on a number of criteria, including the general capabilities within a manufacturing environment, the value for the money, the ROI that organizations typically realize, as well as the adoption rate among other manufacturers in the space. So without further ado, let's dive into our top 10 list. Coming in at number 10 is E2 Shop System. And E2 is a standalone shop floor manufacturing execution system. And the reason I point this out is because some of the other systems in our top 10 list are systems that do other things in addition to MES, but E2 focuses exclusively on shop floor automation. Now, some of the advantages of E2 include the fact that it can handle make-to-order complex manufacturing environments. So if you're an organization that isn't selling vanilla high-volume types of products, but instead you're selling custom lower-volume types of products, E2 can be a great fit for you. In addition, the product is relatively simple to use when we compare it to other systems in the marketplace. And E2, given that it's a smaller software vendor, tends to have better customer service and it tends to give their customers a little bit more attention than what we see with some of the other bigger vendors in our top 10 list. Now, just like every other system we're going to talk about here in the top 10 list, E2 also has weaknesses in addition to strengths. First and foremost, it's a product that can be expensive over time. The cost of the product can be a bit higher than some of the others in our top 10 list. The reporting isn't as strong as some of the other systems in our top 10 list, and the general breadth of capability isn't as strong as some of the others in our top 10 list. But if you're a make-to-order or engineer-to-order manufacturer, E2 might be a good solution to consider. Coming in at number 9 is SAP ME. ME stands for Manufacturing Execution, and SAP is a broader enterprise-wide technology. So SAP ME is one module or one system within the SAP suite of products. So if you're a manufacturer that's looking not only to manufacturing, but also looking at other parts of your operations like warehouse management, financial management, inventory management, CRM, et cetera, SAP ME might be a good one to consider. Now, some of the strengths of ME include the fact that it can support highly scalable environments, so larger, more complex manufacturing environments. It also is very good at providing detailed production visibility into operations, as well as reporting and analytics. Those are some of the strengths of the SAP ME system. Now, some of the downside weaknesses of the product include the fact that there can be a steep learning curve for learning the product. It's not as easy to use and not as easy to learn as some of the other products in the marketplace. Now, to be fair, that's because it is a very powerful tool, which comes along with a certain amount of complexity and a certain learning curve. The data archiving and data management can be more complex and difficult, but again, it's because it requires so much in the form of data in order to handle the complex capabilities that it offers. And finally, it's a product that's not ideal for small or mid-sized businesses. It's generally going to fit better for larger, more complex organizations. If you're a smaller mid-size organization, or if you just don't have that complex of a manufacturing environment, SAP ME may be overkill for you, and it may actually end up costing you a lot more than it does deliver business benefits. But having said all that, that's enough to land SAP ME at number 9 on our list. Coming in, number 8 is Fishbowl Manufacturing. And Fishbowl is a product that specializes more for small and mid-sized manufacturing shops. So if you're a smaller manufacturer, you don't have super complex needs, you don't need all the complexities and all the robust capabilities of, say, an SAP, which we had just talked about, then Fishbowl might be a good option for you. Now, the biggest upside for Fishbowl are going to be its ease of use. It's not as complex, it's not as hard to learn as some of the other systems in the marketplace. And as I mentioned before, it's also tailored and targeted to small and mid-sized manufacturers. So if you fit that profile, Fishbowl could be a great fit for you. Now, some of the downside risk of Fishbowl include the fact that it's not built for larger organizations. So if you are a larger organization or more complex manufacturer, you're probably going to outgrow the needs of Fishbowl pretty quickly. Some of the reporting and analytics are weak compared to other reporting and analytic capabilities of some of the other systems in the marketplace. And finally, the product is not an all-inclusive system. So if you are looking for a system that can do more than just the shop floor management and the manufacturing execution, then you may want to look to one of the other systems in our top 10 list that are more broader enterprise-wide technologies that can also integrate to financials and other parts of your business. But having said all of that, that's enough to land Fishbowl at number 8 on our list. Coming in at number 7 is Manufacturing D365, which is often used by manufacturers to automate their shop floors. Now, some of the benefits or the strengths of D365 include the fact that it's a Microsoft product, so it has that Microsoft look and feel that many of us are used to, and that can make learning and adoption a bit easier in many cases. It's also a pretty robust product, so it's a good balance between some of the smaller vendors in our top 10 list that cater to small and mid-sized organizations, which Microsoft D365 can do, but it also is scalable, so it's something that can grow with your organization. And if you are a larger, more complex manufacturer, D365 can typically scale for that size and complexity. And then finally, the other big strength of Microsoft Dynamics 365 is the fact that it's easy to configure, customize, and integrate. It's a pretty open platform. It has that Microsoft flexibility that a lot of us are used to. And so that can be a strength of the product as well, especially if you have unique needs and you know you're going to need to tailor the software to fit your needs. Now, the downside risk of D365 is because it is a broad, big system that does more than just manufacturing execution, it creates a lot of complexities. It can take time to implement. The setup and the learning curve can be a bit difficult, at least just in terms of establishing and implementing the software. And finally, the cost can be a bit higher than some of the other products that we considered in our top 10 list. So all of these things considered are enough to land Microsoft Dynamics 365 at number 7.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Coming in at number 6 is Oracle NetSuite. And Oracle NetSuite isn't well known in the manufacturing space, and it's not considered a really strong manufacturing system, but for more vanilla, higher volume, lower complexity sorts of manufacturing environments, NetSuite can be a great option. Especially if you're a small to mid-sized organization that's looking to implement an enterprise-wide technology, NetSuite can be a great option because it does everything that an enterprise needs, from financials to inventory management to warehouse management to other functions, including manufacturing. Now, some of the benefits of NetSuite include the fact that it's a SaaS or a cloud-based system that allows you to deploy the technology a bit faster, although learning the technology and actually deploying it into your business takes a bit longer, but the technical implementation and setup itself can be a bit faster than some of the other systems in our top 10 list. It's also a product that integrates with other systems fairly easily. So if you do need to tie into any legacy or regulatory-based systems, NetSuite can be a good option. Now, the downside of NetSuite is that it can include some costs that creep up on you over time. So the recurring subscription costs and all the escalators and kickers that kick in over time as the company grows and as you increase transaction volumes, that can actually increase and escalate fairly quickly or more quickly than you might be comfortable with. So that's something to fully understand is what is your total cost of ownership in the long term for using a product like NetSuite. Another downside is that NetSuite is known and notorious for difficult implementations in that they typically don't provide very hands-on or robust implementation capabilities from NetSuite themselves. Now, having said that, there are third-party partners out there that specialize in NetSuite, and there's an increasing number of them that can help mitigate that risk. And then finally, probably the biggest risk of NetSuite or the biggest weakness is that if you are a complex manufacturer or if you anticipate growing and scaling to become a more complex manufacturer, NetSuite's a system that you're more likely to outgrow than some of the other systems in our top 10 list. But having said all of this, and especially if we factor in the adoption rate of NetSuite, which is very high for small and mid-sized organizations, this is enough for NetSuite to land number 6 on our list. Coming in at number 5 on our list is Aptian. And Aptian is a software vendor that's actually grown up through the acquisition of several different manufacturing-based ERP systems, and manufacturing is their core area of focus. They don't do a whole lot outside of manufacturing. One of the strongest areas of their focus is food and beverage manufacturing. So if you're a food and beverage manufacturer, Aptian might actually be higher on your list, but in general, if you're any sort of manufacturer, Aptian might be one you consider. Now, part of the strength, or one of the strengths of the product is A, that you have a exclusive focus on manufacturing, so the software is built for manufacturers. It's also user-friendly and highly customizable compared to other systems in our top 10 list. And finally, it's a full-blown ERP system. So Aptian doesn't just do manufacturing execution, it also does financials, inventory management, supply chain, warehouse management, etc. So if you're looking for a more complete solution that does not just manufacturing, but also integrates to other sorts of business processes, Aptian might be worth considering. So along with the strengths come a couple of weaknesses of Aptian, and one is that the product is harder to configure and set up when compared to other systems in the marketplace, or at least that's the feedback we get from some of our clients. And when compared to other software vendors and the frequency of updates to the software, Aptian tends to be a little slower than some of the other products when it comes to R&D and getting upgrades and updates out to their customers. So that's something to consider as well, especially if you're the type of organization that wants to be on the latest and greatest in terms of advancements and R&D dollars being invested in new technologies. But having said all of that, that's enough to land Aptian in number 5 on our list. Coming in at number 4 is Infor. And if you haven't heard of Infor, they're actually one of the largest software vendors in the world. I believe they're number 1 behind SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft. And Infor also tends to focus on manufacturing, which is why they've rated so highly in our top 10 list. Now, some of the benefits of Infor's MES capabilities include the fact that it's relatively easy to learn, has a relatively easy user interface to learn and understand. It's fairly customizable, more customizable than many of the systems in our top 10 list. And there's constant improvements and updates to the technologies. So it's a vendor that tends to push out improvements and updates and invest very heavily in manufacturing R&D, which can be a benefit to you if you're one of their customers. And finally, Infor is a full-blown ERP system. So if you're looking for capabilities outside of manufacturing, Infor might be a good consideration. Now, some of the weaknesses of the product include the fact that if you have multiple locations and multiple shop floors and manufacturing facilities, it can be somewhat limited in its ability to handle a breadth of different processes and functions. So it's not exactly suitable for multiple locations or as suitable as some of the other systems in our top 10 list. The yearly licensing is known to be somewhat cumbersome and costly, although that pricing model is evolving as they migrate more to Infor Cloud Suite, which is more of a cloud-based, subscription-based model, but the pricing is a bit confusing to some of our customers. And finally, the overall cost of N4 can be a bit higher than some of the other systems in our top 10 list. But having said all of that, is enough to land N4 at number 4 on our list. Coming in at number 3 is Epicore Advanced MES. And if you haven't heard of Epicore, Epicore is another software vendor that focuses very heavily on the manufacturing space. So MES is one of the capabilities that they've really doubled down on over the years. Now, some of the benefits of using Epicore, in addition to the fact that it's focused on manufacturing, is first of all, it's a product that's relatively easy to use. The user interface is easy to learn and pick up when you compare it to other systems in our list. The product is also highly customizable, and there's a lot of add-ons available to give you the capabilities you might need that aren't necessarily inherent in the core product. And finally, they give you more deployment options than a lot of other software vendors in our top 10 list. So in other words, you can deploy the software on-premise or in the cloud, which a lot of organizations like to have that choice or that flexibility, or at the very least to know that they can switch back and forth depending on what their needs are in the future. Now, some of the downside weaknesses of Epicore include, first of all, the fact that it can be hard to find some of the more advanced features. So while on one hand it is a system that's easier to use and learn, some of the more advanced capabilities are a bit harder to figure out. So really making sure that you train your people and that they fully understand the capabilities of the software is even more important for Epicore than other types of systems. In addition, the reporting tends to take some time to set up, and the system itself tends to be a bit slower in terms of performance than other systems in the marketplace. So all that being said, that's enough to land Epicore Advanced MES at number 3 on our list. Coming in at number 2 is IQMS, and IQMS is a software vendor that has a very large manufacturing install base. In fact, most of our clients that choose IQMS are in the manufacturing space. So some of the unique strengths of the product include the fact that it is very scalable. So if you're a high-growth, smaller, or mid-size manufacturer and you anticipate being a large one in the future, or you at least anticipate some high levels of growth, IQMS can be a good one that can be simple enough to start out when you're smaller, but can also scale up for as you grow and as you become more complex and your needs evolve over time. The product also has very robust real-time monitoring features, so it provides better visibility into real-time data, which not all the systems can do as well as IQMS. And then, of course, the third strength that I'll point out is the fact that it does focus on manufacturing. So it is a product that's largely built for manufacturing, whereas some of the other systems in our top 10 list, yes, they can do manufacturing, but they're also trying to be everything to everyone else at the same time. So it's, in many cases, a strength to know that you've got a vendor that's focused on your vertical. Now, some of the downside risk of IQMS include the fact that the cost can be a bit higher than some of the other software vendors in our list. The reporting can be somewhat cumbersome and complicated, so it's not as intuitive, not as easy to set up as some of the other reporting capabilities of some of the other systems in our list. And it's been known within the community that some customers have trouble with upgrades and updates to the software. So they are frequent, and sometimes that can cause disruptions to the operations. And that's something we hear a bit more often in this software vendor vertical than in other software vendors in our top 10 list. But having said all that, that's enough to land IQMS at number 2 on our list. Coming in at number 1 is Plex Systems, and Plex is a product that is built for manufacturing, and one of the unique aspects of Plex is the fact that it was built in the cloud about 20 years ago. So while many software vendors and MES providers are just now trying to migrate their old on-premise systems to the cloud, Plex has been in the cloud for quite some time, so they have a head start on that whole cloud migration. So it's a cloud-based solution, it's focused on manufacturing, those are two of the biggest strengths of the product. And some of the other strengths include the fact that it's easy to use, it has a very slick user interface, and it's easy for employees to learn. And Plex also has a lower cost than many of the software vendors in our list, which means you can get a better ROI and better value for that investment in their technology. Now, even though it's number 1, Plex also does have its downside weaknesses, which are worth noting. First is that even though it's easy to use and it's got a slick interface, sometimes there are parts of the workflows that aren't as intuitive as others, and so it's a bit inconsistent in its usability and its overall aesthetic appeal of the user interface. It's also been known to be prone to bugs because perhaps they're a smaller vendor, they're not one of the biggest vendors in our list. there's just not as much support in R&D dollars going into fixing those bugs and making sure that the bugs are worked out before it's released. But having said that, we haven't seen any situations where organizations have been completely shut down or materially disrupted as a result of some of those bugs. And then finally, some of the implementation partner capabilities are a bit limited with Plex when you compare it to some of the other systems in our top 10 list. So if you're looking for third-party providers or VARs that can help you implement the solution, your options are a bit more limited. So if you do choose Plex, you want to make sure you really think through and understand what your options are and make sure you have a clear plan and a clear roadmap for how you're going to deploy the technology. But having said all of that, that's enough to land Plex at number one on our list. So I hope this has provided you some good information, some things to think about as you evaluate potential MES providers. But for more information, I also wanted to give you some more resources that'll help you in your research and in your transformation journey. In particular, I encourage you to download our annual digital transformation report, which includes a number of different resources, best practices for your digital transformation, as well as top 10 rankings and reviews like this one, but also for other functions and capabilities within your organization. So I encourage you to download that. I've included a link below, and I've also included links to other resources that I think might benefit you as an organization in your digital transformation journey. So I hope you found this information useful, and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.